Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody.
What? Who is that? What is that voice?
It's Dueling Tangents
it
with
is.
Luke and Brian.
It is.
I am Brian.
And I'm Luke.
This is amazing. This is how it's supposed to be.
This is how it's supposed to be.
Wow. Here I am in a completely different Waukesha Studios. Thank you, Liza Hellenbrand. My goodness. This entire thing is furnished.
Yeah.
There's so few boxes here. The time is not on top of me. It's amazing what I'm doing. First, we should let everybody know what they're listening to here. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. Luke is over in the Solidarity Realty Studios.
Yes,
in
I am.
Beautiful Madison, Wisconsin.
It's a little rainy today, but sure.
It's beautiful, damn it. You're on 1580 AM, that's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM Devil Radio. You're listening to me in Waukesha, then WAUK 540 AM, as well as 101 FM The Shaw. And if you're listening to me on WAUK 540 AM, that signal sounds so much better.
It's so much stronger. It's so pristine. It's such a pristine signal. Somebody's been working hard improving that signal.
And it's not just me. I had help.
There you go.
While I was gone, we got an engineer. He's really cool, and he helped me with the things that I didn't know how to do. There's not many YouTube videos on how to fix a transmitter that got blown up.
You can't just go to AM radio transmitter school online through YouTube?
I would have been fine going to Radio Shack, but there are no Radio Shacks.
They're all gone. Oh, no.
And Goodwill can only hold so much old electronics. So, and most of the time, if you have a transmitter, you're not going to sell it off.
Just going from Goodwill to Goodwill.
You know, everybody needs a transmitter.
Do you have these parts I'm looking for?
You could really make a huge profit on this, but no, it's not going to happen.
Welcome back, buddy.
Oh my gosh, it's been. See, I have been gone.
You have?
Like, I actually went on, like, not necessarily a vacation. It was a, it was definitely a family reunion in Long Island. Went to New York City. It's really cool because since we haven't talked to each other or really hung out with each other in decades, we didn't have a bunch of resentment, and we all enjoyed hanging out with each other.
That's awesome,
All of the things that would annoy the crap out of us after a week were fun and cute during the week that we were together. It was awesome. And I got to spend a couple days in New York City with my daughter, watching her see New York for the first time. My brother and his partner, Matt and Chad, you guys are awesome. Matt drove us the whole way. My brother and I normally get on each other's nerves immediately. And both of us, subconsciously, without talking about it, put it aside. And we really enjoyed ourselves together. I really enjoyed my time with him. I had a great time. I love my family. This is great.
It's great. It is great.
I expected to come back with all these horror stories. I can't believe this happened or this stuff. It was great.
Yeah, no, and when sometimes those family vacations, they can be a little tumultuous.
You know what really helped?
You almost need a vacation sometimes after a vacation, depending on how it goes. But that's I'm glad to hear that you had a great time, man.
I got 35,000 steps in a day and a half.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah.
See, I've never been to New York, but I have a feeling that's how exactly my, like... Well, I feel like Kelsey would have me trekked all over the place. Like we are walkers when we're on vacation, and that's all we do.
It took me a while to really I understood the subway system, but you need to kind of go through things just once or twice just to make sure you understand the subway system. And then there's also the quick warning for everybody: pedicabs are expensive.
And for those who don't know, what are pedicabs?
Pedicabs are those bicycle guys that are basically like a kind of a rickshaw with a bicycle instead. Mm-hmm. Those charge by the minute in New York City, and not by the mile or the distance or the time. It's by the minute, and did not take. I did not feel like I got taken advantage of as much as my own ignorance And then I was so hot, and we were done, and it was the end. It was the end of those 35,000 steps, and we had to get to a Statue of Liberty tour, a boat tour that was
leaving. Rush across.
We had to go from the middle of Central Park to Battery Park, and honestly, if price is no object, take a pedicab.
It was the fastest way there?
It honestly was the fastest way there, because there were some times where we were a bike, sometimes we were pedestrians, sometimes we were a bus, sometimes we were a car. It didn't matter, but the guy and his partner, because my brother's the same size as me, there's no way he's going to take two of us. So it was me, Amy, and Darby, and then my brother and his partner behind us, and Chad's a pretty large man too. You know, two pedicabs on the way.
Just rushing across town.
Once we got past Central Park and I realized there were no other pedicabs around us, I knew that we might be in trouble. But at the end of it, it was $175.
There you go.
I've never felt dumber in my life. And luckily, I happen to have put the money aside for vacation for that type of stuff. Otherwise, it would have been very awkward.
Yeah.
But my goodness, that was my dumb tourist trap thing of me. And it wasn't even a trap. The guy was totally upfront about it. None of us did any of the math or the thinking about it. And the guy was awesome. And honestly, it was the coolest way to see it, because you could see all the buildings. You could smell everything. We flew through Times Square faster than any – like a rat could not run through Times Square faster. It was awesome, man.
No, my only experience on one of those was like leaving Soldier Field. That was the only time that I've ever taken
worth
one of
it. Pedicabs. Yeah, worth it. Because if you left Soldier Field at the time that you were, you would still be walking now. Soldier Field is in downtown Chicago, right on the lake, and somehow 4 days away from everything downtown. 4 days at least.
Yeah, that's why my brother was like, "Oh, we're gonna take one of these pedicabs out to the bars now after the Bears Packer game that we went to." And it was great, because you just rush past all the sad Bears fans that were upset with their loss.
I took the last time before this, I took a pedicab from Wrigley Field all the way down to my old bar down Clark Street.
There you go.
When the Cubs won the World Series.
Nice.
That
was probably a lot of fun.
I somehow remember that part of it.
There you go.
And I filmed it. I sang about Tom Brady for whatever reason. I don't know why. I was really happy about the Cubs. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
But the last thing I want to, you listen to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
We're just doing a little station ID, ID,
gotta,
whatever you want to call it.
We got to reset a little bit.
Yeah, we'll reset.
I have verbal diarrhea, because even before this, I was still working on like the transmitter and a whole bunch of other things. Even when I was in town, I wasn't able to be on the air, and it's just, I got a lot of things to say.
Right. So this is our first time, I think, on air together in like almost 2 weeks.
Yes.
Like almost two weeks. Yeah. And we missed you, man. So I'm glad you're back. And we're gonna dive into some headlines. We're gonna talk about some news stories that Brian missed while he was out. And then we're also just gonna, you know, chit chat.
Yeah.
There's some stuff going on to prepare for this weekend. I've got a little Sunday night homework for everybody. We're gonna see what's going on there. Yeah, and There's a article over at the Cap Times that made me go, "What the heck is this thing?" And so maybe we'll dive into that as well. Yeah, but taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. But Brian, where do you want to go now?
Well, I wanted to give. I know we're still talking about the trip real quick,
but before
we move on, I want to give a quick shout out to Mary in Kenosha. Mary in Kenosha recognized me on the plane on the way out.
There you go.
I don't know what to do with that, and so I apologize for my reaction.
Did you run away and hide, or
no? I couldn't.
What
I was in the
reaction. Why are you apologizing?
She was walking on the plane, and she's like, "Are you Fancy Brian with the Devils?" And I'm sitting there, and I got the window seat.
Uh huh. Cross your family then.
She recognized them. She's like, I've heard about you and Darby. You're so wonderful. And they were more excited about it than I was, because I was like, of all the things that you could have told me that would have happened, that was the least expected thing Amy looked at me and she goes, "You're never flabbergasted. And you didn't know what to do with yourself, did you?" And I'm like, "No idea." So Mary from Kenosha, it was awesome seeing you and your husband. I hope you had a great time with your son in New York City, and I keep call in anytime you can. 844-967-2789. I've been recognized one time beforehand, and that was at the Woodman's, and that was like 5 years ago.
There you go.
But my goodness, it was a really weird experience.
It is a weird experience. But that, I mean, everybody, feel free to say hi.
I'm huge. You can't miss me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a little less recognizable, but I gave my name out at a hardware store here in town, and the very nice lady was like, "Oh, I listened to you and Brian on the radio," and I was like, "Brian and I are on the radio," and I was like, "Oh, I don't know what else to say.
People listen to us? This is awesome."
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole premise of starting out with this show, Brian, was that you and I just, you know, we like to talk about some of the stories that we talk about when we're off air together, and we've been off air together for a little while now. We haven't been on air together, and I'm glad to be joined by you today on these airwaves.
So catch me up, man. What stupid things have gone on that I just missed?
Well, it's kind of weird because it almost feels like time is just this, like, endless circle, because right now we've got the former president calling again on the Speaker of the Assembly to decertify the state's 10 electoral votes from 2020. So those calls are new again in the last week. The other one? I had another one that was like, time is just a flat circle. What is going on? It was Gableman or Voss and Trump versus Gableman. And then...
So you're telling me that the insanity loop that we are in is 1 year now.
Yes, like it's just cyclical.
It's a cyclical 1 year thing.
Okay. We're running in circles. The other one is Manchin. Manchin's blowing up the Senate talks again. So
really good job.
Yeah, you got some progress going on in the U.S. Senate, and then boom, Joe Manchin is like, screw it, we're not doing anything. And so it just seems like we're all on this merry-go-round of time that's just news stories are. There's no new ideas anymore, Brian. Regurgitation.
You know what? It's at least on the right side of the aisle, they haven't had any new ideas in a while, which is why all their established candidates got destroyed by an idiot named Donald Trump. Yeah. Really good job, everybody. This is why Tim Michaels, who has said nothing and done nothing and inherited his daddy's company and still won't talk and has given no speeches, given no information as to what he stands for, is the front runner, because the established people have no idea what they are doing and still don't, and they are that bad that just some random dude who put up a bunch of, you know, commercials.
Time is
the
weird. I had this same exact conversation on this exact hour yesterday.
It's all looping back, buddy.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian is in Waukesha. I'm in Madison. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789.